We drop the hands 24/7, 96.9 Cool FM. It is your number one hit music station. And it's a beautiful day, right? It's a beautiful, beautiful day.
Thursday. It's a music Thursday. Yeah. And yeah, we have an absolute fave in the building.
Yeah. And the good thing is, when we already said that, this is his first radio interview. But first of all, the good thing about it is, as a guy that, I mean, we've always wanted to get him on the show. But hey, he decides where he goes to, and he knows why, right?
He chose us.
Ladies and gentlemen, right here on your number one hit music station, not because he only started a culture. Well, the fact is, for everybody who lets the streets beat, if you understand what that means, he'll make their heart beat. He makes them think in a different way. And he's one guy who is very, very big on his conversations, right? Yeah. He doesn't speak a lot, but when he does, it's powerful.
He says it as it is.
The one and only, one of the guys who make the best hits. He drops it 24/7, back to back. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome the king of the Malian.
Our president.
The one, the president, the king, the one and the only Naira Mali is in the building.
Yo.
Welcome to the show, bro.
What up? Thanks, bro.
Thank you for coming. Thank you for coming, Naira. I mean, we already said it bluntly that you don't do radio interviews, right?
No.
But I want to ask that question, why?
Because I'm not really good at speaking, should I say. I'm not good at answering questions. I don't like questions. I ask the questions.
But the thing is, when you say you're not good at speaking, because you are good at speaking.
Yeah, you speak.
I'm not good at answering questions.
He just doesn't like questions.
I don't like answering
questions. Can I ask you why? That's also a question.
I ask questions. I like asking the questions. I don't like being
Being asked questions.
Because my mouth is not really that good. I can say the wrong thing. And you can't really take it back when you say the wrong things, you know.
I feel you. Cool.
But do you want to go?
No, because I'm just saying, like, you're a very vocal person. So it was actually quite surprising to know that, you know, this is like your first interview.
I'm not really trained for interviews, you know. I might say the wrong thing.
Who knows? We'll see what happens.
I use a bad language, like the F words and all that. I'm not really trained, so,
But that's good. I mean, the good thing is, thank you for obliging. And I mean, the fact is, we have a lot of people, too, who listen to you and always going to be part of your life as well. So we just want to have a conversation, but let's play music and have fun when we get back. The man out, when he drops a tweet, you have to check it again.
You know?
We'll be right back on the show, 52 minutes down, 1 p.m. Your number one hit music station, 96.9. We're locked to 96.9. Cool FM, your number one hit music station. Brace up, because we're to get in.
You know what? It's the midday show, and we do superstar days every other day. So, yeah, we're coming, and we're bringing your fave, okay? The president, Naira Marley himself. We're going to be getting a deep dive into everything, okay? Including the new album. Keep it locked. Don't go anywhere.
It's not the first time in America. Naira Marley is in the building, as you already know, the president of the Malians.
You know it.
And I think we need to take the credit. I like the fact that he granted his interview, right? Because the truth is, you know, getting him to get here is a lot, to be honest.
Yeah, it's a lot of work. So we're happy. We're happy that you're here. You know, we're happy that you chose us. Thanks for coming through.
Thanks for having me. Thanks for having me.
You know, the thing is, I mean, there's a lot of things you can, you know, say about Naira Marley. Your music, how socially conscious you are when it comes to your conversation. Sometimes you ask questions that might seem like people might take it all the way around, but if you have to dig into it, you are trying to get answers. And sometimes you spark up a lot of things.
Controversy.
Do you feel sometimes that, I mean, you embody all of this as a person. Do you feel very fine being that person? Are you going to ever change for any reason? Or you, this is who you're going to be?
For some reason, the money I've probably changed me small.
Absolutely.
That, you know, like, I can't be bothered with certain stuff, but I can't really change deep down.
Yeah.
But in the public, I have changed some things because I can't be bothered, you know what I mean?
I'm making trouble. So I don't want to make trouble as much because money kind of...
I try not to make trouble. I don't even make trouble, but I will still reply to trouble if trouble comes. You know?
So when you say the money changes you, because now, knowing that you already started a family, sometimes it's a case of, oh no, I know daddy's die. I want to look up to daddy. I don't want to get crazy. do you think sometimes people still pushing, what's going on now? They expect you to speak on certain things and you're not.
Yeah. People expect me to still be like, get and be the same me doing live and talking all that.
Yeah.
But I have a lot of people looking up to me now. I have like my own artists, you know, like
yeah.
I embarrass them, have my kids. And apart from that, I'm so blessed, you know, in the space of that many years, I've done so many things for myself. Like, I'm so blessed. Like, I'm just not good at showing up, but I'm so blessed, so happy, you know.
Aww.
So that obviously changed my movement, you know.
It's amazing to hear that gratitude in your voice, obviously, because everybody feels, because of how outspoken you are, people just tend to feel like you have this extra strong exterior and nothing gets to Naramali.
Nothing gets to me, to be honest. You know, you can show me. Nothing actually gets to me because I'm used to the hate before the love, so you know.
Yeah.
Like, I need all the hate and all the love, you know. Even when I see something very, very funny or so rude about me, I actually laugh because sometimes it's actually very funny, you know. But nothing gets to me.
The first time I ever met you was when you were chilling a deal with a popular beverage company. It was in London in Canary Wharf. I was in a room with DG and you didn't even know I was in there. Yeah, I was. And I realized, I mean, do you sometimes get misjudged? Because for some reason, I met you and you're a very humble person, right? But do you think some people think otherwise?
I get misjudged a lot. They misunderstand me a lot. But it's okay. People will always be people. You know what I mean? It's okay. I ain't going to explain myself to anybody. It's okay. I know. I misjudge people too. It's okay. I don't mind, you know.
Well, I like this.
But as long as...
I partied with him before.
You're just so calm.
I am. As long as they misjudge me and I keep getting my own income, my own
You're
blessing,
good.
It's okay. You know,
and it's
good.
Okay. Talking about the music, right? And this time around, you said, this is God's time. You know,
time
sometimes there's a disparity. Everybody expects you to go... The name of the album... It almost comes from an angle of there's a reason why.
Yes.
Is there a space you are now for you to name that album God's Time?
Okay. Alone, God's Time is the best. So, that's the name of my album.
Yeah.
Some people are expecting me to sing gospel because it's a God's
Time.
Have
they
met
you?
Do you know what I mean? If I name my album Water, I'm not going to be talking about all brands of water. Do you know what I mean? They just need to be smart enough. Like, you know, like I named my album God's Time is the best because... To me, you know, there's a lot of things that's happened in my life. Like me moving to Nigeria, you know, I grew up in the UK. And
yeah.
I didn't choose to come to Nigeria at the time I came. Yeah. It was just God's timing. Like I basically got forced to come. Like it was God's timing. I was doing music before. And before I started music, I went into music because I wanted to start my own music label.
Yeah.
Do you know? And then I mistakenly made a song and then it went viral. So that was like 2015 or so that I wanted to start my own label, but it didn't happen then. And look, God's time is the best. It happened like like now, and just so many things, you know, in my life, like me having my kids, everything was just in God's timing, you know.
So basically,
it's so more to this story than just that.
Absolutely.
So you've just been moving, like, it's just like all through your life, that has kind of been the theme.
Exactly.
God's time has just been the best.
Been the best. Even when I've tried to do things in my own timing, it's not the perfect time. It's not the best time. It will flop and I just have to wait for God's time. And it actually eventually happened and it's like a movie.
Better than anything
exactly,
you expected.
Because that
I'm
move
guessing.
You even made all the way from London.
Yes.
Would you have made that move?
I would not have made that move.
Because the first thing you think is, I'm comfortable here. I mean, you know, I'm with my people and I'm going to a place that I know is my country, but
still,
I'm not familiar with a lot of things.
No, I was very comfortable in UK. I was in the gang life and my education was there. Everything was there, you know. I didn't think I would ever come to Nigeria, you know. I mean, come back to Nigeria. But God's timing, I came. There's more to the story that I'm not saying now. I was saying future, but God's timing, I had to come. I had to come by force, but then I came and I didn't give up and went
here
back to
are.
London to sell out the shows and
crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Love it. That the turn of events have been really amazing.
So with me, with the God's time is the best. It doesn't mean I'm not godly. It doesn't mean it's godly. I'm a very godly person. It just means like to me, sorry for saying this, like I think to have sex is even better to have sex in God's time is the best. You know, Like, if I don't have sex, I think God's time is the best, you know. That's why I have 4 kids at the right time and twins and blessed kids, you know what I mean? So to me, it's not because my album's going, God's time is the best. And the first thing you're going to hear on the album is booty twerk. Yeah, but...
So you know what you came for.
That's the only time on daytime radio we're going to allow a little bit of stuff. We don't really break the rules as such, but I get it. And the truth is, you know, knowing this about... I mean, everybody talks about all the egos. People talk about, you know, people say things about, oh, there's a Naira Mali, there's a daddy, there's a Naira Mali.
Yeah.
Which of the Naira Mali gets the better part of you?
The father figure, the one that look after his kids and still his family. Yeah, that one.
That's so sweet. I mean, come on. I mean, we have everybody. We know what it is to be a Malian. Like, we know what the Malian identity is. Okay, and when you're thinking being a Malian,
okay, no belt.
Just that when you're thinking being a Malian, you're not thinking about this side of things. So it's really refreshing to see that.
Just have to be happy. Being a Malian, just have to be happy. Be yourself. Do what you want to do. Be comfortable. Don't care what people say. Because people will always be people, you know. So,
see why he's our president. Do you get it? Do you get it?
Are you wearing belts?
Me? I never wear belts. Have you ever seen me wear
that's
belts
the first
before?
Thing. You know,
come on.
For everybody who went to this concert and wore belts, like, first of all, you come there with no belts. That's how to be a Malian. You know, and to be honest, like I said, for everything you embodied, you have a body of work right now that people are talking about. You know, there are challenges in making records. Which one has been the best so far for you? I know everybody says, you know, you're a creative. Nobody says, I have the best song or this song is my favorite. But I'm sure there's some songs that when you listen to it, they think, oh, I made that track. Which song catches your attention on that album?
Oh, on the album, I'll say... the album is just normal than Amali, but I'll say Montego Bay.
Okay.
I listened to that this morning, actually.
Ayewada, because I really like Ayewada. You know, it's like me being honest and just asking questions. Like really, Ayewada. I like Ayewada and Modino Kai. You know, that was just me sending a message out to the people, like my colleagues and other people. You know, yeah.
Nice. But I mean, it's been a while since you put out a body of work, and so now there's this, and obviously we saw the video which made us all anticipate, because you're just standing there as the president and telling us, you know, you guys, I'm coming, and then it finally dropped. What would you say like the response has been, considering the fact that I feel like everyone was waiting for it? Have you, you know, what's it been like since it dropped?
It's overwhelming. The response is good. Response, my Malians are supporting, and some people still haven't heard it, but in due time, it's gonna get to them.
God's time is the best.
You know, you just have to hear the song once, and you know, you got it.
You know, the thing is, I mean, like I said, I connect with you on different levels. For me, I mean, I'm seeing a different side.
I know, right?
I had a gig with you, and I saw a different side. I'm like, you know what? This guy is actually a real G, though.
Love it.
Still in the building.
So you see, it's not that hard, you know. Don't worry about it.
I mean, are you loving it so far? We need to ask.
So far, it's lit. It's lit.
It's lit. Oh.
It's because you guys are not taking me there. You know, some people from when I sit down, they have like crazy ass questions. Like,
who said they're not coming?
Some people have crazy ass questions. They're going to ask you to Wiz or David or something crazy. Like 2 hours.
Nah. The thing is, like I said, if you moving in this direction, comparisons to me, as long as everybody's doing good in their own space.
Comparison is one thing in Africa. In Nigeria, comparison, they're going to always compare. They have to.
They got to do it.
You don't
it.
Like that, right, do you?
I don't have a problem. I just think they need to work on themselves, because people you're comparing, their whole family is proud of them. Like, you know what I mean?
I'm screaming.
You know what I mean? The whole family is proud of them.
Angle.
But
that's,
I mean, I don't know that, you know, you can be compared to anybody, if I'm going to be honest. I feel like you're so much in your lane.
Yeah.
Who, I mean, have you been compared to?
Have they compared you with anybody?
They do. That's life.
Are you for real?
That is life, you know. You can't, if you buy a car, they're going to compare your car to someone else's car. That's life. No matter.
But like in music though, like on the scene
in
though.
In music, in the industry, no matter what you do, they're going to find a rival for you. They're going to find a competition for you. No matter what you do, you know what I mean? It's up to you how you want to deal with it, you know?
Crazy.
They're going to quit. Hey, this is what they do. Compare. You have to compare.
It's like, I've been through it, bro. I have been.
You know, but really and truly, all they should be doing is, if they really like comparing, like, you know, comparing is important. You have to compare your dad with someone else's dad. Compare your life. Compare you with me. Don't bring other people's name up. Bring your name, you know?
I get it. Like, are you ever going to go back to the underground? Because, you know, a part of you, I feel like, you were one of the guys who were very connected with grime, right? Are you ever going to ever go back to that underground kind of sound?
Yes. It depends on the beat I get. When I get a producer, I can always work on anything. You know?
I want to hear it. I'm a drill head. I'm a grime head. So
yeah,
it'll be,
I got so much drill.
You got drill. Like, I'm not even joking. Like, you don't understand. I'm crazy into drill. Imagine you and like Back Row G on something together.
You know what's funny on that? I'm one of the pioneers of drill, you know?
Absolutely.
Are you?
Yeah.
Yo, you know what? I'm going to hound you for a drill project.
I have drill with me. You know,
are you ever going to go back to that?
I have so much balance. Especially
because you know the thing, that might be a sound we're bringing back. It's the same way
2-3-4 drill reggae
big was
right now,
big
yeah.
at times. You know, reggae was big at some point, but it's never gone away.
Yeah, it won't go away, but it's Afrobeat to the world. I'm not going to
lie.
Obviously, I got drill with me, but I'm repping Afrobeat to the world.
Well, we've got 2-3-4 drill now, so don't worry. Even when you do it, it'll still be the only way Malian can do. You get what I'm saying?
You know, I like Eve, man. She poked something to you. You got to do it. She's trying to bring something out.
You got
to
do it, yo.
I will.
I'm telling you.
Maybe,
and I'll, don't worry. I'll be on it. I'll be on that project.
Maybe
we'll
surprise
see.
You guys with something with Jay Huss or something.
Yo, that'll be mad. I'm not even joking. Dope.
You know, the thing is, when it comes to music and how you've grown your family, right? What would you say is the uniqueness for you as a record label owner? Because, you know, there are two sides to you now. Aside you being the one who calls the shot, sometimes you're also the guy who does what others are doing, right? So how do you manage that?
The uniqueness is just to be real, you know. I'm so 100% real with my artists, and 100%. They see everything. I let them basically have all the freedom they have. I let them be themselves and still decide, you know, even though... And I create a friendship. We're very close, you know. We're like friends. Sometimes we even forget, like, I'm the boss, you know what I mean? Or like, we're actually friends.
That's how Malians do it. We have
good relationship, you know what I mean? So my own thing is just, I'm just 100% real with them. So
time
will tell, you know?
I love that. Look, I'm obsessed with Zinoliski. Like, you don't even understand it. I could probably keep Zinoliski here and just be looking at him. I'm not joking. He hasn't brought out one single that missed the mark. I don't know how he does it. And I have been following him since when he was dropping things on Twitter.
It's the hardest.
So hard. It's crazy. Like, I'm so jealous of you for the fact that you have somebody like that, you know, like, under you. And it's amazing stuff.
And I also try not to let it be too much label push and influencer push, you know. I try to make it concrete because that's the Malian street, you know what I mean?
Organic
from the streets, you know, like... Zuno's got a concrete fan base, you know what I mean?
Look at me here.
You know what I mean?
Terry B was before me, same.
Now, the thing is, you've gotten to a point whereby sometimes, you know, you feel like you don't even have to do anything. So the question is, why do you even try to push your music anyways?
Why does that have to push my music?
Why do you try to push your music? When you fail, sometimes, you know, you might be as big and be in a bubble, right? But why do you feel there's a need to still push your music when you know you're this popular?
Because there's more Malians out there that need my music, you know. There's more Malians out there. There's more people that don't know about me, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Even though I'm very famous, I can still go to a place in Russia or China and they still don't know me. But I need them to know me, you know what I mean? I need to have that Coca-Cola fame, the Michael Jackson fame. And to bring in the money with it too, you know.
Okay, nice mindset.
I like that. The truth is, you know, like Afrobeat to the world now, if you think about it, it's almost like it's open doors that you cannot even imagine. Mm. I know sometimes you look at yourself, do you ever really believe that you'll be here?
I didn't believe it, but I'm here now and it's too late to give up, you know what I mean? It's too late to stop, it's too late to go back because you'll just be a loser even though... So I refuse to be a loser, so up I go, up. The only way is the top.
I like that. You could work with anybody.
Of course.
I know you could work with anybody. And I'm sure sometimes when they see your body of work, they expect certain people to be on it. Who would you love to work with but you've not worked with?
To be honest, I would say Alkaline. So Alkaline, Ed Sheeran.
I did not picture
Passenger,
that.
You know.
I love Passenger, actually. Okay, so I'm starting to get a vibe of the kind of music you might be into.
You just kicked it. Passenger is one of my favorite albums. Because, you know, that's the guy who speaks things that are way deep, but says it in the most solemn way.
Calm way, yes, yes.
You're a deep guy.
He actually is.
Like, I can say something so serious in a jokey way, and I will say something so bad in... at the beginning, before I said if something so serious, you know what I mean? So I'm very deep. I'm very deep too.
I feel that.
Do I cry? Nah, I can't.
Malians don't cry. What you saying?
Nah, I can't cry. It's too late. I can't cry. I have no testimony. I have no, you know, I've been broken. I've cried that long time ago. I can't cry again. I understand.
When was the last time you cried? And what made you cry?
Why are you doing this?
Last time I cried, I think my son dropped, you know, and I could have saved him, you know. But I could have just saved him. It was right next to my hand, so it was in so much pain. And that was last time I cried, you know.
Oh, that is so
but
cute.
But it wasn't that deep. It wasn't that deep.
You know, this is officially the only show you've seen Naira on.
Do you understand? Like, we brought you the actual Naira Marley.
Now, talking about you, like, everybody, you know what, Eve, I don't want to just stop talking right now.
But to be honest, I have to say something. I mean, for someone who grew up in the UK and you came back to Nigeria and you could connect so seriously with the streets, I feel like that's almost a superhuman quality. And, you know, what was it for you that just made it so easy? Because everybody wanted to be a Malian, everybody in every walk of life.
What made it easy for me is that I grew up in Southeast London.
I get you.
Peckham, to be precise. That's like small Lagos, you know what I mean? That's small Lagos already. And all my life in England, really, my dad banned speaking English in the house. So you know what I mean? It's like when you got English, you always know English. So he banned speaking English in the house. So we have to speak Yoruba and... all this Yoruba stuff. So I still kept my concrete finger. I still listened to Fuji.
To be honest, we wish we all had that for our kids. You know, because the thing is, sometimes you don't speak to your kids and they can't even speak Yoruba.
If you want to shade me, just shade me.
I have to speak Yoruba. So, and I still listen to Fuji, you know, so he kept me close to home. I still eat African food.
So you could really relate.
Yeah, so I was still relating. Even though I'm in England, it's like I'm still in Nigeria. You know what I mean?
I get it.
So... yeah, it was easy for me when I came back. People didn't really even know I came from...
Yeah, they didn't believe it. A lot of people didn't believe it.
I didn't even bother, so I just kept the streets.
And then you did really well at school.
Yeah, you know, you say what?
You did really well at school, and people never talk about that, or people don't believe that either.
I did really well. I could have been a footballer too, you know. I used to play for Arsenal Youth.
Wow.
I used to play for Millwall. Shouting, you know, I could have been a footballer too, but
Malian is an all-rounder,
you
man.
You probably need to write a book. You know that, right? That's coming. You need to write a book.
I need to do a documentary, full documented.
Definitely
soon, you know?
Do that.
So I could have
a lot more to you, bro, and I'm grateful having this conversation. Thank you for granting this interview. The thing is, the body of work is out, ladies and gentlemen, and it's definitely ghost time. I love this. I mean, the one I'm going to connect, we're going to play down on this is Melanin. But this one is his favorite, right? But thank you so much for coming on the show. This was a lot longer.
Thank you.
And you guys can check out a full interview on www.coolfm.ng. And don't forget to download the Cool FM app. You want to say something quick to your Malian?
I want to say thank you guys for keep supporting me from day zero. Keep supporting. GTTB out now. Bah. One love.